Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture for this Friday morning, July 23rd. I'm Mick Kerr sitting in for Eric, who will be back on Monday. Although there is concern that China is not living up to its Phase 1 agreement and has temporarily halted imports of corn and soybeans and other goods from the U.S., it appears China and the U.S. are shipping goods back and forth at the quickest pace in years. Bloomberg says that's making it look as if the tariff war and COVID-19 never interrupted the world's largest bilateral trade relationship. China purchased millions of tons of U.S. farm commodities for this year and next, but they canceled a few of those shipments in the last few days this week. U.S. companies continue to purchase products they can't get anywhere else to meet rising consumer demand. Ethanol production has dropped to a five-week low. For the week ending July 16th, it's the lowest level in 5 weeks. Inventories climbed higher. Energy Information Administration says production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 1.028 million barrels a day. Again, the lowest production level since the week ending June 11th. Senate Republicans have stepped up attacks on a plan to help fund new infrastructure by ending stepped-up basis used by producers to reduce capital gains taxes at death. Republicans, on the same day they dealt a temporary blow to Democrats' plan to advance the Biden infrastructure bill, launched an attack on a key revenue source for the bill. Farmers. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says without a stepped-up basis that figures farm asset values at the time of death, not purchase, to ease the inheritance tax burden, many farmers will feel a massive squeeze.
One Kentucky farmer said his family has worked the same land in Muhlenberg County for 150 years. He had hoped to one day pass his property along to his children, just like it was passed along to him. But after generations spent improving and investing in the same farm, he's worried it could all be gone in the blink of an eye.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says for farmers, it's not about milking the tax system.
They're not billionaires looking for every way they can use a loophole. These are farmers and ranchers who have put their life into the effort to make their farms work.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says most family farms would be exempt from a proposed new capital gains tax at death, but the American Farm Bureau and some 40 other farm groups are skeptical and have written congressional leaders not to heap new tax burdens on farmers, including the plan to limit like-kind exchanges of farmland. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back after this break for the markets.